Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. For a moment there, I thought we were K-Earth. We can play music all night. Look at that. Studs in there. All right, folks. The rain has cleared out for a little while. It was pretty hairy last night and this evening. And this afternoon, hail in the San Fernando Valley. Yeah, big hailstorm. And I'm looking at the radar here. It looks like Burbank has a little storm going on, but that's about it. Some Anaheim stuff, Long Beach, Seal Beach area might get a little wet. And if you're listening up to Victorville, a little bit of storms coming your way. But that's about it. Thank you very much. Now you understand why I didn't go into weather. All right, folks, the state of California that we all live in, and everybody listening right now who is listening on the radio, not on the internet, you live in California, so this affects you, affects everybody. You know, usually you talk about a topic that maybe affects, I don't know, you figure 50, 60% of the people. But this affects everybody, especially if you work for the state of California. Yeah, we're broke. California budget shortfall seen nearing $42 billion. California faces a $41.8 billion shortfall for its combined current and next fiscal years.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no kidding, Ernie. Up from a prior $28 billion estimate as our economy weakens and revenues decline. Look at that. Governor Schwarzenegger said on Wednesday that California's budget deficit at its current fiscal year had widened to $14.8 billion from a previous estimate of $11.2 billion. And the government of the most populous U.S. state may be out of cash by the end of February. Broke. Completely effing broke. No money. And that means either massive layoffs or we've got to generate some cash and pretty quickly. I mean, can you imagine how nervous you'd be if you did your finances and you figured that by the end of February, your family would be broke, would be completely out of money? Can you imagine how worried you would be? I mean, I don't know how you operate. I understand, you know, kids like Gina Grad here, who's 19 and just got out of college and living on her own, and she doesn't have a lot of dough. But if you're talking about you got a family of three kids, you got your wife, you got yourself, you got your home, your cars, the school to pay for, maybe private school, and you figured out your situation, and by the end of February, 2 weeks after Valentine's Day, you're busted. You'd be up all night with panic attacks. Well, if we don't put aside our differences, the problem's not going to be solved here. And Schwarzenegger called it financial Armageddon. Financial Armageddon. That word is not thrown around too loosely by the government. He has also urged lawmakers to balance the state's budget with deep spending cuts, new revenues, including revenues from increasing state's sales tax. Now, there's a good idea. When we're completely broke and in the worst recession that all of us have, most of us have ever lived through, raise the taxes. Yeah, and take us even further into a recession. After meeting with Schwarzenegger and top lawmakers on Thursday, State Assembly Speaker Karen Bass told reporters the state's financial situation is dire. The fact is we're running out of cash today. UCLA forecast report released on Thursday underscored the near-term prospects of California's economy, the world's eighth largest, and the state's revenues are grim. So when you see terms like dire and grim and financial Armageddon, it's close to the end. California's general obligation debt rating is paired with that of Louisiana. They're comparing our financial situation with a state that got hit by the worst hurricane in decades and decades and still hasn't gotten over it. We're very close to out of dough. So, since the public sector, the government, can't come up with a way to balance their budget. It looks like us, the private citizens, are going to have to help them out a little and come up with ideas on how to make money and make it quick. So the California government and the state of California can stay in business. And again, if you work for the state of California, you're in the same shape as the auto workers. Day after day, you're reading the news, wondering if you're going to still have a job. So we got to come up with ways that California can make some more cash and make it quickly. All right, here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Now, I know Gina's going to get pissed at this, and she's not going to think I'm serious. But I think Jackie Johnson doing Playboy, and Playboy donates all the money to the state of California, that's a winner.
Cha-ching!
A winner.
Tim, I happen to agree. Jackie Johnson is amazing, and everybody loves her. And if she just donated a little bit of time, she could pull us out of this thing.
How about approaching her on this? Hey, Jackie, can you come here for a second? No, you can leave the charts and the maps on your desk. Yeah, this is Hugh Hefner. You guys know each other? Okay. We don't want to ask how. Listen, we're under some heat here. And Schwarzenegger wanted to know if you could pose for Playboy. And this chap over here in the robe, in the red robe, yeah, he's going to donate all the money to the state of California. I think you could raise a couple hundred million that way. That's how you get close. Dime here, nickel there, quarter there. But also, I think what we should do is make marijuana legal and tax it. Tax weed. Now, Randy Wang is with us. He's our producer. You smoke the ganj, right?
Lots and lots of weed.
Now, when you buy the weed at a pharmacy, are you taxed?
No, it's tax-free.
Okay. All right, let's slap a tax on that. Let's have a referendum immediately. Maybe even by Christmas we'll all vote. Vote it in, and let's take that money and give it to the state of California. Because the state of California is going broke. And when they go broke, it's going to affect everybody. Whether you work for the government, whether you drive on the city streets, whether you want a fireman to come put your house out that's on fire, maybe you got to call a cop because some a-hole is in there stealing your ass. It's going to affect everybody. You got kids in school, it's going to affect them. You do any kind of business with the government, it's going to affect you. So we've got to come up with ways that the government can survive. Now, I wouldn't tax the rich. And I'll tell you why. I've never gotten a job, and I'm the first one to say it, so I've heard this a million times, but perhaps you haven't heard it. I've never gotten a job from a poor guy. I've never gotten a job from a guy that's totally busted out. Only wealthy people have ever hired me in my life. And so I think wealthy people know how to hire other folks, and they got to keep some of their dough so they can hire other people. But I think what we should do, instead of taxing the rich, offer the rich something for their money. For instance, they could buy a special certificate, and we'll have one lane on all these freeways, and that's the rich lane. You pay $1,000 a month, and that's your lane. You know, at least until we get back into decent shape, and then that lane will become everybody else's again. Or perhaps you can sell them a certificate for $100 a day, maybe $50 a day, maybe $100 is too high, maybe $50 a day, that when you're driving on the 5 freeway between Santa Clarita up to Sacramento, and then from Sacramento up until the state border of Oregon and California, a $50 certificate that says you can drive 95 miles an hour for this day. Wouldn't you pay $50 for that certificate for one day? Absolutely. Sitting there going 65, 70 miles an hour when cars nowadays can easily go 90 or 100 miles an hour and they're safe as hell. So that's another way. Another solution here. This might take a while, but build a tunnel from Reseda Boulevard to PCH. From Reseda Boulevard to PCH We have the technology to build tunnels nowadays. I know. There's one built currently under this under the city of Los Angeles that stretches from downtown Los Angeles to North Hollywood. If you can build a tunnel from downtown Los Angeles to North Hollywood, you can build one from Reseda to PCH, because people live in the valley have had a Canadian-style ass full of either going to Topanga or Las Virgenes or the 405 freeway. There's no other way to get through. And nobody's using that land. Every time you take a flight out of LAX and you fly at night and you fly over Los Angeles, there's this big, huge black space. The Santa Monica Mountains. It's great. It's beautiful. But let's use it. You know, let's put either a freeway or a tunnel from Reseda Boulevard to PCH. It's a great idea. Also, sell billboards on the freeways. We're now all capable of driving and looking at a billboard at the same time. I know for a long time they didn't want to put billboards on the freeway because they didn't want to distract people. All right, now we're off our cell phones. You can look up for 2 seconds and see, hey, Target paid for that billboard. Or Coca-Cola or McDonald's or, I don't know, Covenant Mortgage. I don't know who's paying for it. But that's the way to go. You could raise hundreds of millions of dollars by selling billboards on the freeways, especially here in Southern California. Here's another solution. Take half of Balboa Park that nobody uses except for these little kids once in a while wander out there and play the little soccer games. Take half of Balboa Park, the half that's closest to Victory, and sell it to the guys who built the Grove or Nokia Live downtown Los Angeles. That's what the valley needs. Something like that, right in that area. I know it's a flood basin. I know occasionally there's a flood there. But build it up a little. We have the technology. We certainly can build it up. They're growing goddamn grass. They're growing grass between the LA River and Victory on Balboa. This is the middle of Los Angeles. You can grow grass elsewhere. Get out to the desert and grow your grass. Jesus Christ, they're growing sod there. It's been happening since I was a child. I grew up in that area, went to Birmingham High School. I remember passing those grass fields, and I drove by the other day. Hey, look, there's grass out there. God almighty. Let's talk to Gary in Compton. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hello?
Hey.
It's Reza. How are you?
Hey, you're on the air.
Okay. First of all, you're a genius. I vote for you, sir, for governor.
Thank you. I cannot believe
how smart you are.
All right, real quickly, your idea.
Okay, a couple of ideas. First of all, the marijuana idea, I cold-hearted believe with that. The next one would be cigarettes. Raise the tax on cigarettes.
Nah, get out of here. We have already raised the tax on cigarettes, and cigarette smokers are being choked to death.
Jesus Christ.
Not by the cigarettes, by the taxes. They tried that, but let's leave the cigarettes and the beers and the vodkas and the liquors alone for a little while. I mean, that's always the first choice of like real dopes. Like, oh, we need money? Hey, tax that guy smoking or that guy drinking over there. Please, let's be a little more creative. The cigarette tax and the liquor tax has not gotten us into great shape. All right, please, with the taxes on cigarettes. Whose new idea is that? Gary in Compton. I'm sorry. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
How are you doing? I'm doing pretty good.
All right.
I just wanted to let you know that I'm not too educated on how I'm going to be affected by, you know, you said that we're not going to have any money. And you really got me thinking, got me kind of nervous. And
what do you do for a living?
Right now, I just work in my school.
Is it public school?
It's a Santa Monica College.
And what do you do there?
I work at the bookstore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I get my pay through financial aid, work studies.
Right, so you're getting paid through the state of California then?
Yeah, that's the bad thing, right?
Yeah, and they're going to start laying people off.
And when you say it affects everybody... What do you mean by when you say like the police, when we call them police?
Well, the police departments, the fire departments, everyone's going to have to trim down. If the state of California is going broke, there's got to be cuts everywhere.
So
now it takes, 10 minutes for a cop to respond. Maybe it takes 20 or 30 minutes in the future. Who knows?
And when you say we're broke, you mean broke?
Broke.
Man.
broke. You know what that means, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Out of dough, man. I mean, yeah, listen, man. If your family, you got wife and kids?
Oh, no.
All right.
I have a girlfriend, but.
How old are you?
I'm 19.
19. How old's your chick?
20.
20 years old. All right. You're enjoying yourself. All right. So you don't have a lot to worry about because you don't have a huge family. But let's say you did have a family. You got kids, you got a wife, you got the whole deal. And you're going to go broke in the end of February. You'd be up all night worrying about it.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. What are you making an hour there?
I'm making minimum wage. But I currently work two jobs.
What is the minimum wage? Is it six, seven?
No, it's eight.
$8 an hour?
Yeah, but temporary workers that do the same thing, I just got to fill out a different application.
How many hours a week are you working?
20.
How are you getting by on $1.60 a week?
I know it's really not doable. Because I stay with a family.
You must have
member.
Some understandable chick, man.
Yeah, she. The good thing is she's off in college. She's in another state right now.
Oh, I see. Is she pretty hot?
Yeah, she's very hot.
How tall is she?
About five six.
And what did she win?
Oh, I don't even know. I think
ballparking.
130.
That's not bad. And what actress does she look like?
Oh, Halle Berry.
Halle Berry, look at you.
Yes.
All right, do you got to hold on to her?
Yes. And first I got to start making some more money. I guess I'll have to move to another state.
Nah, stay here and get another job. You seem like a decent guy. All right, we're going to give you a prize here, brother, my brother, so we can maybe you can go to this thing and enjoy a night of comedy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
It's a pair of tickets to the Coexist Comedy Tour happening this Thursday night at the Hollywood Improv.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, coexistcomedy.com. And it's the comic version of, the Senate Finance Committee hearing.
Jesus Christ.
Mm. The comic version of the Senate Finance Committee hearing. All right, well, there you go. All right, tickets for you, my brother. Congratulations.
All right,
hold on 1 second. Seems he's very excited up until I read the comic version of the Senate Finance Committee hearings, and then the old energy tapered off.
God damn it.
Yeah, I know, Jack. Well, you put these prizes together, not me. All right, folks, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. We have got to do something about this state of California. And the reason why I asked that guy what his chick looked like, now that he's not on the phone anymore, is he's got a chick who's 5'6", about 120, 130, and beautiful. Looks like Halle Berry.
You go, dog!
And that guy's getting $1.60 a week. $160 would go into that guy's pants every week. $160, and he's got a chick like that. Doesn't that make you feel like an a-hole? You're earning all that money out there and you got nothing going on? $160. 160 GWs sliding into that pocket. 160!
Jesus Christ.
Guys out there that spend $160 on their chick shoes or a shoe. $320 pair of shoes. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
All right, let's take another call here. How about Dan in Burbank? You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Here's an idea. It may not be that popular, but it makes a lot of sense. I think they should jack gas back up to $4 a gallon, leave it that way flat, take all the extra revenue, put it into the state, get those idiots off the road that are driving around in those gas-guzzling tanks, get more fuel-efficient cars on the road, solve a lot.
All right, thank you very much. Please, folks. This is, crazy times. There needs to be crazy solutions, big solutions, not cigarette tax and gas tax and liquor tax. Come on, we got to think outside the box. Now, here's also another solution. I think what we should do is ask Tara Patrick, the celebrity out there who's been in adult films, and I believe is going to be at the Hustler Westminster tonight. Maybe she'll put on a show, and the benefits, the proceeds, go to the state of California. Hey, she's on the line. What a coincidence. Hey, Tara Patrick, how are you?
Hey, good
hey, look
you.
At you, baby. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Nice to hear you. Hey, so you're going on tonight, right?
I'm going on tonight at 10 p.m. at the Hustler Club in Westminster. That's California.
Yeah.
I know.
I heard it's pretty cool down there.
Yeah, I'm excited. I've never been there, so I'm going to go. I'm going to go in like a tornado, and you know, I don't know.
And what, kill people and turn over homes?
No, turn them on.
Oh, I see.
Them over.
Hey, now
turn them out.
Tara, now you do this very often, or is this a special tonight?
It's special. It's okay. A special event, so I'm really, yeah, it's exciting. It's a special event. I do feature, but not as often as a lot of the other girls do, so it is special.
And what are you going to dance to tonight? Have you picked out the songs?
Yeah, I'm going to do some rock. I mean, I love rock, classic rock, you know, punk rock, regular rock. I'm a metal. I love rock, so.
Are you nervous before you go on at all?
I do get a little nervous before I go on. Yeah, come on. Imagine you're, like, standing naked in front of a room full of people. You know how people have that dream where they're, like, in the middle of an intersection and they're, like, totally naked? Well,
right.
I live that dream. That's my life.
That's your nightmare.
That's my nightmare, yeah.
So when you go to sleep, you just, you probably, you know, dream of, well, having a white picket fence, a couple of kids, and a husband that works.
And my clothes on.
Yeah, totally clothed.
So all right,
where can people see you? You got a website. Site going too, right?
My official website is TaraPatrick.com, and you can buy my latest movie, which is Tara Patrick's Porn Star Pool Party. And it's got everything in it. It's got porn chicks, midgets, anything you can think of is in this. It's basically I go away for the weekend and all the porn girls take over my house. So
excellent. How many midgets you got in the movie?
Two.
Okay.
Enough to toss.
All right. Well, I usually like two or more per X-rated movie. All right, so Hustler tonight, Westminster, 10 p.m.
Yes, it's at 7000 Garden Grove Boulevard in Westminster, and I go on at 10. So
you got to get there early.
You got to get there early.
You got about an hour and 40 minutes to get out there.
Oh, good. I hope you get off. I hope you get off work.
I won't be able to make it today, baby, but please come in sometime. We haven't seen you in a couple years.
I know. I will, and we always have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Thanks, Tara.
Thank you.
All right. Take care of yourself. There she goes, everybody. Tara Patrick out at Hustler Westminster tonight. Look at that. 7000 Garden Grove. It's a great idea. What a great way to spend a rainy evening in Southern California. Slide in and see nude women. Yeah. Sounds better than listening to this crap, doesn't it? I mean, seriously. Doesn't it? No? Doesn't it?
No? God damn it.
I mean, if I had a choice, I'd rather be sitting there than sitting here.
God damn it.
Looking at the computers, talking about the rain, please. All right, let's talk to Jessica. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Yeah, hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
I'm that person that you were just talking about, the one who's panicking, because it's that point, the broke point.
And what do you do?
I work in television, but with the strikes and everything been going.
How old are you?
Old enough.
Hmm. You mean to drive?
I'm sorry?
To drink?
Old enough to drink, old enough to drive, old enough to know better.
Old enough to get discounts at McDonald's on senior coffee?
Not quite that old.
All right, so you're in between.
And, I'm somewhere in between.
And what do you do in the film business or TV business?
I worked as a writer.
As a writer?
Yes.
What'd you write?
Oh, well, I don't want to say in case I get recognized by somebody who's listening. I'm sure that...
Jesus Christ.
Someone... Yeah. I agree.
I understand.
I'm
but
just
yeah,
saying,
it's
got to
be
time.
Tough out there. And you know what? It's going to be even tougher, I think, for writers because of reality television. And also, now that NBC is putting Jay Leno on at 10, there go 5 primetime slots.
Exactly. And I was there when NBC, when they let off everybody from the writer's strike, and they had... People, riot gear, I mean, they were prepared.
Right.
They were prepared
for
that. How
much do you have left in savings?
Less than a week.
Less than a week? What are you going to do?
I do not know.
Do you write comedy or serious, like drama stuff?
I used to do comedy. At this point, I'm not really very funny anymore. I've lost sense of humor.
Well, that sucks for comedy writers when they lose their humor.
It's, definitely.
It's tough to get a job that way.
Especially
when you
around.
Trot that out in the meeting.
I know, and it's like you're not even, there's no point in going out and pitching yourself because it's just, you know, now there's a SAG strike coming up. It's just... the holidays. I mean, it's just time to get through.
Now, do you have kids or a husband or anything?
No, thankfully, I'm not supporting anybody else.
How many cats you got?
Oh, no, I cannot do the cat thing.
How many dogs?
I'm sorry?
How many dogs?
Okay, fine, you got me. Two
dogs.
Yes.
Okay, that's not bad. They keep you company. I don't know what to tell you other than, you know, I wish that you, I hope you get a job. You know, this is a tough time of year to get a job in TV.
You know what? I think it's time to just move on and do something else.
Well, what else do you want to do? What else can you do?
I can do, I'm a smart girl. I'm practically MBA. I mean, I can do it all. It's just when when it gets this bad.
Right. All right, well, you got to make some radical decisions in your life then. Maybe some life-changing decisions. You know what we'll do is, why don't we do this? I'm going to put you on hold. We'll have you come in one night, maybe next week or maybe after the first of the year. And we'll see, you know, we'll talk to you on the air and see if anybody out there wants to hire you to work for them.
Are you the coolest guy in the world or what?
Let's do that, all right?
Sounds good.
All right, hold on 1 second. Gina will take care of that. Yeah, I mean, that's the worst. I mean, you know, being, especially in TV or film and you're writing and, you know, making some decent money, and then that goes away, and she's got a week's worth of money left. Yeah, she sounds like a smart girl. Sounds like, you know, maybe somebody would hire her to, I don't know, do something else. I don't know. Or have her come in and write here. Is there writers here or something? No. All right, folks, we got to save the state of California, and it is going broke. They're $42 billion in the hole. California faces a $41.8 billion shortfall for this year and next year, up from a prior $28 billion estimate. Got to get some thinkers, especially in the private world. The public world has screwed up. The private industry has to come in and save them again. So we've got to have your great ideas on how to raise money for the state of California. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. The Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And the state of California is busted up. No money. And they're going to have to start writing IOUs just to keep the electricity on in Sacramento. I can't write an IOU. Imagine that. Get a bill from the city of Los Angeles for your power and your trash and write them an IOU. They'll send you a letter back on, F you. Let's have that cash, my brother. Let's go. And you know, the city of Los Angeles can save some money, because I don't know if you guys get this, but a week before I get my power bill, every other month, I get a letter saying, guy's going to come by and read the meter. Please keep the dogs in the house, which I don't have any, and please make sure the gates are unlocked. There are no locks. And that is sent to me 6 times a year at 34 cents for postage, probably another, you know, 40 cents to pay the guy to put it in the envelope and lick it and address it and then stick it in the mail. And then the mailman has to drop that off. Why are they doing that? Why don't we just all read our own meters? You know, call up the city of Los Angeles and say, here's what my meter says. and then they bill you. And if you lie about it, it's a $20,000 fine. Wouldn't that make you want to tell the truth? A lot of different ways, man. A lot of wasted money here in Southern California. Last night started raining very hard. And I love to just walk around the neighborhood when it rains. Sort of a goofball that way. So out there walking around the neighborhood when it's, you know, pouring rain. And I walked by a park and I noticed the sprinklers were on. There couldn't be more water on that grass. And yet the sprinklers are on.
Jesus Christ.
There's no technology in 2008 that can sense rain. Oh, no, there is. Because I've got it on my sprinklers. And it wasn't that expensive, and I installed it myself. I bought it at Home Depot. So the city of Los Angeles can't do that? I bet they can. Brian at LAX, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Timmy, how you doing, buddy?
All right, man.
Hey, I want to say happy birthday to your father, first of all.
Thank you very much. Yeah, my dad turned 75 years old today. Look at that.
Yeah, I heard that on ESPN today, actually.
Yeah, I had dinner with my dad tonight, and that man is in better shape than I am.
He's hilarious.
He's exactly 30 years older now.
Well, anyway, thank you very much, Tim. Listen, I just want to say, you know, you should know this better than anybody else. They should raise have more gambling, have the... slot machines, you know, the sports book, you know, everything. They should have everything here like Vegas. Vegas doesn't have these problems.
Well, neither does the state of Oregon. You know, the state of Oregon, guess what the sales tax is in the state of Oregon?
I don't know.
Take a guess. It's 10% or approaching 10% in California. What do you think it is in Oregon?
I'd have to say much lower. I'd have to go 8%, maybe.
8%, very close. How about zero?
I'm moving to Oregon.
There is no sales tax. When you buy a $50,000 car in Portland, it's $50,000. It's not $55,000. And one of the reasons why I think, and this isn't the major reason, but it certainly contributes to it, they have video slot machines in almost every single bar in Oregon. So you can slide in there, you can play video poker, you can play the slot machines. You can enjoy a cigarette inside still until about January 1st, and you can drink, and beers are like $2.
Well, that's the way to go. I mean,
yeah,
you're
exactly right. Why isn't there video poker in all of these bars?
You and I are gamblers. You know that there's a big business in that.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, buddy, we thank you for calling, Brian.
Okay.
All right, there he goes. It's a great idea. Look at that. Also, how about this? Let's deliver the mail 5 days a week, all right? Sorry, grannies, but no more mail on Saturday. All right, you're going to have to find something else to do for that 3 minutes. Something else to look forward to on Saturdays. All right? Sit around waiting for that postman to come by and then open up all your catalogs or your medicines, orthotics. I don't know what you get delivered. But let's reduce mail delivery to 5 days a week. Who needs Saturday delivery? Got to save some money there. Let's talk to Keith and Chino. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, what's up, Big Timmy?
All right. How do we save this state from going broke?
I think all these theme parks we have, Universal Studios, Disneyland, Magic Mountain, anybody who comes from out of state, charge them extra $20, $10, all that money goes to the state.
Great idea. Great idea. Although it's already expensive to go to some of these places, so I'm not sure that, you know, throwing an extra $20 on it will help, but maybe a couple bucks. Or maybe every time you land at LAX, they charge you $5. I don't know. But there's got to be some way that they can raise some money. How about this? How about voting once a year instead of twice? Why do we have to vote in June and then November again? It's very expensive to get everybody together and for one of these votes. And also, how about raising the fee for littering? If you throw your fast food on the freeway, instead of a $1,000 fine, let's make it a $10,000 fine and enforce it. Clean up the freeways and get some money at the same time. And graffiti. $20,000 fine for graffiti if you get caught. And if you're under 18, mom and dad will be paying that bill for you. Might cut down on graffiti, don't you think? Let's talk to Angel in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Tim, how's it going?
Hey, all right, dude.
Hey, you... I like your ideas with everything else, taxing, you know, the LAX landings, but you gotta stay away from the ganja, man. You can't tax that on people. You're gonna start a war.
Well, there's no tax on it right now because it's not legal. But if you made it legal and you could buy it at 7-Eleven, wouldn't you be willing to pay a tax on it?
Yeah, but it's practically legal in LA. You know what I mean? Especially Santa Monica.
I know, but it's illegal. If you were able to go into a 7-Eleven or CVS Drugs or Thrifty or Save-On, I don't know what's still open, but if you're able to go in one of these drugstores and buy 20 joints and you pay a 10% tax or 8% tax, wouldn't you do it?
Man, the day that happens, that would be the day, but of course I would do it, but that's not going to happen.
There you go. It might happen. We got to change things. The state of California is not running properly. They're going broke. There's a lot of people out there right now, including myself, Randy Wang, Gina Grad. And Gina Grad and Randy Wang are not earning millions of dollars a year. Neither am I. But we're not going broke. We've made some cuts. We're able to manage our money. Maybe not, you know, we're not millionaires, but I'm not going broke. So what am I doing right that the state of California is not doing? How come I don't even have a college education, but I can keep out of debt. You're saying that everybody in the state of California, all those people up there in Sacramento, can't figure this out? They've got to be able to figure it out. And so far they haven't, so we have to help them out. And how about this as an idea? It's a radical one, and a lot of people would be pissed if it happened, but let's sell Griffith Park. All right? Don't email me. Don't call. It's just an idea, folks. But if we sell Griffith Park and maybe put housing in there, shopping centers, I don't know, maybe an amusement park or something, maybe to attract more people to that area. Griffith Park right now is for homeless, drug users, and a couple of guys who like to play on that golf course. And maybe a guy who goes to the zoo once in a while with his daughter. But that's about it. There's a lot of space in Griffith Park. I think it's the biggest park in the middle of a city in the United States. And it's not being utilized properly. It's costing us money. Every time it's on fire, we pay millions of dollars to put that park out. And it seems to be on fire every 20 minutes. I'm surprised it's not on fire tonight during the rain. It's always on fire. But if we sold that park off, again, to the guy that built the Grove. You know that more people go to the Grove every year than Disneyland? I heard that statistic. And I didn't believe it. But then a friend of mine said, well, how many times do you go to the Grove? And I said, I don't know, maybe two or three times a month. He said, how often do you go to Disneyland? I said, maybe once a year. So I believe him. I think maybe more people do go to the Grove than go to Disneyland. So why not put something like the Grove at Griffith Park and make it a beautiful area? Maybe not exactly the Grove, but something like that. Make a beautiful area where people want to go. Gina, when's the last time you went to Griffith Park?
Like yesterday.
What'd you do at Griffith Park?
I go hiking, Tim. I don't want a baby gap right there.
Oh, get out of here. You're probably one of those sexual deviants who's, having sex in there and leaving spent condoms up there.
Yes, Tim. I'm cruising by the public bathroom. That's why I'm there.
Yeah.
That's what I heard. It's reserved for homeless and sex addicts. So which one are you? I know
both,
you have a home.
Probably by next week, yeah.
I know you got a home, so, you do the math. Randy, when's the last time you went to Griffith Park?
Can't remember.
Never.
Maybe never.
Maybe never. How about that?
Maybe when I was a little kid, but that's it.
Maybe never. Isn't that wild?
Could be never.
The biggest park in the middle of one of the biggest cities in the United States, and nobody uses it. Because it's. I wouldn't take my... Would you go there after dark?
You can't. It's closed.
Why?
Because there are mountain lions and coyotes, Tim.
Move them out!
No!
We're broke! Enough with the mountain lions and the goats and the horses and the crazy crap going on out there.
There are no goats
there. There's got to be goats up there. Get them all out of there. It's time that we take that park over! Enough with that Griffith Park. Thing's on fire every 20 seconds. This homeless a-hole burns that place down every 3 months it's on fire.
Jesus Christ.
520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to Tony in Long Beach. Got an idea here. Tony, on 97.1 FM Talk.
Legalize assisted death.
Oh, wouldn't that be perfect?
You know how it's done, right? You're more likely to spend your money When it's all gone, you go to the nearest hospital, you sell your organs, feed your family.
Perfect. Great idea. Are you calling us from a basement where you're holding kids hostage?
No, not right now.
All right, get out of here. How about lock up nuts? Well, lock up crazy people. Maybe some money in that. Let's talk to Sable in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, dude.
Look, I got the perfect idea.
All right, the state of California is broke. How do we fix it?
We tax the churches, man. The money don't go to Buddha.
They don't go to nobody.
Great idea. You know, they don't go to Jesus.
I think you're right. I don't think we charge them on the same level that other businesses get taxed, but maybe they do throw in some money. You know, not a lot, but you know, some dough. There's a lot of churches out there on Ventura Boulevard. You got St. Cyril's, Our Lady of Grace, St. Mel's. They could throw a few bucks in. The property that St. Cyril's is on in Encino or Sherman Oaks. I don't know where the border is. I think it's Encino. But the property that St. Mel's is on up in Woodland Hills has to be worth millions and millions of dollars. Same with Our Lady of Grace, right there in the heart of Encino on Ventura and White Oak. That's got to be worth millions of dollars. And throw a couple bucks in. All right? For every $10 that gets thrown into that collection plate, I don't know, maybe 50 cents goes to the state of California. All right, how do we save the state of California? They're completely effing broke. Edwin in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
I was thinking they should legalize prostitution.
Oh, wouldn't that be great, huh?
Yep.
Would you use it more often or less often?
I don't know.
How often do you use it?
I haven't.
You haven't?
Yet.
How old are you?
19.
All right. I predict you're about 6 months away. Get some dough together and hit it.
All right,
there he goes. Not a bad idea. Legalize prostitution and then collect the taxes. I'm sure it'll be safer. How can it be more dangerous?
And her poo nanny.
Also, again, probably a lot of email and calls on this, but F it. We got to think big here. We got to think outside the box. Let's develop the property between Huntington Harbor and Huntington Beach. I know, it's marshland, and these birds have to find a place to mate and hang out. Why does it have to be millions of dollars worth of property? Can we move that marshland to, let's say, the desert? Well, then none of those bugs and those animals will survive. We can live without them. We can't live with the state of California going broke. We can live without the seagulls, but we can't live without money, all right? It's not a very popular thing for a lot of people, but we're going broke, folks. By the end of February, the state of California will be out of cash, completely out of cash. That's just the way it is. All right, also, I think we should build a red light district somewhere in Los Angeles. It's just common sense, right? Maybe a California telethon. If you live in California, you have to donate something. If everyone in the state of California donated $100, that'd be $3.3 billion, I think. There's 33 million people in the state of California. You do the math, but I think it's $3.3 billion. That would help. But again, that's one of the ways that we can, you know, survive here. Let's talk to Rachel in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yes, hello.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call. First time I ever called. But first, get this mayor out of office. He's cost us so much money traveling all over the place. He went to Israel to get their radical security guards or security team out to LAX. You know, we got to stop aid to Israel. That's really killing us, not only as a state or as a city, but as a country, too.
Well, how much aid does California give Israel every year?
I don't know how much aid
how
we
much?
Give, but I could tell you how much.
Well, how much is it? I mean, if you want to cut it, you mm-hmm. have to know how much it is. Is it $10? Is it $1 billion? Is it zero?
Probably, I have no idea how much California does. I just
let me guess.
Well, it's $3 billion.
Zero. probably, right?
No, not zero. Los Angeles, Mayor Villaraigosa.
Oh, get out of here, please. I mean,
madam, you are f***ing nuts!
Oh, I tell you. You know what we got to do is put the nuts in Griffith Park. If you're crazy, you're going into Griffith Park. We're going to build a big fence around it. You guys can do your drugs and have your sex and have your crazy anti-Israel ideas and all just hang out there and build bonfires all day long.
Princess doesn't like that.
Oh, bum, boom. Let's talk to us, Stephen, in the City of Industry on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, how's it going? I think you guys should tax the adult gentlemen's clubs and the adult film industry.
Not a bad idea. I'm not a big fan of taxing. Yeah, but see, the reason why you can't tax extras like cigarettes, liquor, pornography, because those are for the people who went out there and made money and paid taxes. Those are little things that people who are responsible get to have in their life. All right. So let's not go crazy and start taxing all of the fun stuff. You know, I mean, there's got to be some other ways we can do it. But I don't like the idea of taxing, you know, cigarettes, liquor, and pornography. I don't know. It's just that's again for guys who work their ass off to get home and take a little breather and enjoy themselves. Let's talk to Kirk in Studio City. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Tim, how are you?
All right.
Here we go. Here's a solution. We switch from what we have now, which is the income, personal income tax. We switch it to a flat tax.
Which would be tax. How much? 10%?
No, you'd have to up it to about 24%. But what that does is it gets rid of your personal income tax.
Yeah, but my personal income tax in the state of California is not 24%.
No, correct. But you have a state sales tax plus your personal income tax.
No. You can't. Can you point to me one state, one city, or one country that has taxed their way out of problems?
No.
You can't, right?
Correct. No. Right. I'm not pointing out one that does, but
it's going to be the first.
Well, it's a viable solution because what it does do is that means anyone that comes to the state pays that extra, that equivalent to an extra sales.
No. Please, you got to rework that before you call us. You can't have a state sales tax of 10%, a flat tax of 24%, and then an income tax on a national level of some 30%. You're up to about 70% in taxes. Please, folks, you got to think about this. Let's talk to Mickey in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey.
Hey.
Good evening. Hi, first-time caller. I just wanted to make a comment regarding the Griffith Park. Nothing bad or anything, but I took a real estate class before, and I think I just can't remember the specifics, but there's a clause on a title that they can't really charge people. Otherwise, it goes back to the family who donated it to the city.
Right. Well, if that's the case, then let's do that and give it back to the family. And
right.
Maybe the family can sell it, and then we can put something in there worthwhile. When's the last time you've been to Griffith Park?
I can't remember.
How old are you?
A lot. I'm 28.
28 years old?
Maybe when I was 20.
And why don't you go?
I don't know. It's not really something that I want to go
is
to.
Is it filthy, the filth factor or the danger factor that keeps you away?
Well, both. And also, there's not a lot of things to do there anyway. Well,
there's practically nothing to do there. There's an there's an observatory, which I have no desire really to hang out at. There's the zoo, which I go to, but, you know, I pay to go. There's a golf course there that I guess is okay. And then what else? There's a carousel there,
nothing,
I guess.
Nothing really. So that's what they should do. Just give it back to the family, and the family probably is going to, like, sell it to some investor and make it like a mall.
There you go. All right, Mickey,
thanks
for calling. A lot of people can't remember the last time they were at Griffith Park. And there's a reason for them. I mean, if you ask people in New York City when's the last time they went to Central Park, boom, they'd know. Last Tuesday, 2 months ago, 3 weeks ago, on my anniversary. I proposed there. I walked through there on the way to work. But the last time I went to Griffith Park, sometimes, never, ever. And Gene, I know you're a big fan of the park, but it's got to go. It's outlived its purpose. If you want to hike around somewhere, go hike around the Grove. Go hike at Universal Studios. Go hike up there.
I don't want hike next to Williams-Sonoma, Tim.
You go hike, you know, then go out, you know, drive your ass out to Santa Clarita and hike out there.
I did, and last time I did, I got in a lot of trouble.
Enough with this Griffith Park. It's an asshole. All right, we're going to do news with Gina Grant. Also, we have Dr. Reeve coming in, who's a psychiatrist and dealing in addiction medicine, I believe. Yeah, sex, drugs, and relationships. He's always a good guy to pick his brain. And Gina's going to do the news at 9 o'clock. What's going on with that news, Gina?
Well, President Bush has cat-like speed and reflexes, and bosses might want to think twice before laying off unstable employees. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
Oh, boy. All right, that second one, is that a story about careless sex?
No.
No. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk.
Complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 971FMTalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.